This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. Spain locked down its 46 million citizens, and France ordered the closing of just about everything the rest of the world loves about it. The Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, the cafes and restaurants, as governments took increasingly desperate measures to put more space between people and contain the coronavirus. The United States, meanwhile, broadened its travel ban to include Britain and Ireland. Vice President Mike Pence said the ban would take effect at 4 hours UTC Tuesday. Pence said Americans and green card holders would not be subject to the ban, but would face screening when they got home.
Again, Americans in the UK or Ireland can come home. Legal residents can come home, but as the secretary will detail, they will be funneled through specific airports and processed.
Earlier this week, the U.S. announced a 30-day ban on flight from the 26-nation Schengen area, the European Union's border-free travel zone that does not include Britain or Ireland. President Trump's doctor, Sean Conley, says the president tested negative for the coronavirus. Mr. Trump had been in close proximity to at least one person with it. AP's Ben Thomas reports the White House is now conducting temperature checks on anyone who was in close contact with the president and vice president.
They've had a little bit of activity, unfortunately.
Speaking to reporters at the White House Saturday, President Trump said he's also considering travel restrictions within the U.S.
And we're working with the states, and we are considering other restrictions.
The White House has stepped up precautions amid revelations that the president has had direct and indirect exposures to COVID-19.
I had my temperature taken coming into the room.
Seven weeks.
You did? Good.
Yes, sir.
Those precautions include temperature checks.
Was your temperature normal, Mr. President?
Totally normal.